misunderstanding them, or reading their intentions, or I was at a loss for a change. The dilemma was what to call this piece. I wanted to discuss a spouse's good intentions and how easily they could be misunderstood, sometimes taken for aggression or belittlement of the other, even when that was the furthest from the other's mind. I found the perfect example of this in one couple. Here were two great individuals in love with one another. Yet a source of friction, great friction, was a misunderstanding of the other's intent in very specific, yet repeating situations. The man is a wealth of valuable and worthless knowledge, facts, trivia, in many, many areas. And he has this thing where he cannot seem to let misinformation pass uncorrected. He clearly draws a distinction between opinions and facts. But whether the wife or children say something very inaccurate or just slightly so, he has a knee-jerk reaction. He immediately corrects them. The wife and kids feel that he is putting them down or looking for an argument. Yet he says he does not raise his voice, at least not when he simply states the facts, only when he gets accused of a malevolent intent. The wife, on the other hand, is a genius in what is known as street smarts and household brilliance. And she expects people, especially her husband, to rise to the occasion and to do things perfectly. Felix Unger had nothing over her in the household ways, and Oscar Madison's street smarts will gladly acknowledge her superiority. But the hubby feels that he is always being criticized, that nothing he does is correct or good enough for her. The fact is that neither one of these people are intending to cause the other emotional harm. It's pretty much who they are. The issue is that for years they each hurt one another in their relationship with their actions. So what to do? My suggestion, aside from their attempting to bite their lips and let some things slide, is to try during these moments of correction to picture that the spouse is a stranger. The odds are that they do not act this way with strangers or bosses or... My message to you is to examine your spouse's intentions when they do or say something on a regular basis which irritates or hurts you. If you believe that they are simply being themselves and the remarks are truly not meant to harm, but rather to inform, then let it pass over you. If you believe that they truly mean you harm, then call them on it, and perhaps seek professional help from a trained, impartial professional. And there are ones out there who do not charge anything or much at all if you're in a tight financial situation. Remember, your marriage is something valuable. Work to keep it going, and let it be the best that it can be. Enough said.